You just never know what stories can be told by people that you think you know. That elderly man with a twinkle in his eye who's a regular at your favorite restaurant, he flew 35 bombing missions over Germany on a B-17 during the war. That man you talked to in line at the post office, he was a concentration camp survivor. Or that sweet 97-year-old lady who still lives on her own in her Albion apartment. She survived not only the Nazi takeover of her homeland of Latvia, but also two separate Russian occupations. That 97-year-old woman is the subject of a biography that's written by my next guest. The book is called Erna's Life, and we welcome the author, Janice Whelan. So good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
And a pleasure to actually say the guest of honor is with us. We have Erna Pauline Roberts with us today. Welcome, Erna. It's good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Janice, tell us, how would you sum up the story of Erna's life?
It starts out with a young girl who's had this wonderful life in Latvia, kind of a little princess-type fairy tale existence with flowers and forests and castles. And her father worked very hard, and he became very successful. He started factories, woodworking factories. He, you know, very ambitious, very hardworking gentleman who did a lot for their Latvian community. Mm-hmm. And then Erna went on to school. She went to a academy and learned business skills. She got married, and things were going really well. And then World War II and the Russians invaded. And then the second part of the story and the main part of her experience starts with that.
I think there are many in America who are very familiar with the basics of what happened in, let's say, Poland or France or Holland in the Second World War, but they may not be as familiar with the way that the war shattered everyday life in countries like Erna's homeland of Latvia. And we may forget that the Nazis and the Soviets shook hands on a non-aggression pact in 1939, which served up the Baltic mm-hmm. states to Stalin and to Russia. Erna, tell us, when the Russians came into Latvia, what did this mean for you and your family and your neighbors?
Well, when the Russians came in, I was on the steps in university going back home, and I saw Russian tanks going by with the soldiers, and I didn't know what is happening. So I finally got plane ticket and got back home. And my mama said, we don't have country anymore. Russia invaded us. And from there on, Russians was there. They took everything away. They took money away, cars away, everything what you belong to the government. They allowed my father to finish the business, construction business and all that, and they let my mama to live in a house. I did have to leave because they would not allow me to work in the business, my dad's business, so I did have to leave to a different town and work in a bank.
It uprooted everything. And ultimately, the Russians would send people to Siberia.
Well, they did send my mama. That happened. One day, they came in. They were looking for my dad, and they picked up my mom, grandfather, and brother, and took them in a station. And from there, in a boxcar, they traveled to Siberia. I did have a chance to see and say goodbye because a Russian soldier who watched me at the work, and he said, I will try to get permission so you can see your mom. He got permission, and I said goodbye to my mom, to my grandfather, and to my brother. And I remember today my brother just waved, and he said, don't cry. We will see each other. That's all what he said.
And did you finally see, did they finally get
1965,
out?
They returned from Siberia. And when he left, he was 16 years old. Just the first year in the college.
And it's interesting how all of that was swept under the rug once the Russians decided to join forces with the United States and Great Britain to beat Germany. So it became a rather inconvenient truth. But so then In come the Germans in July of 1941 to Latvia.
That's when.
And what did that mean for you, Ernie?
That's when my father got out from forest.
In
the evening, he knocked at the door, and I opened the door, and there was my dad.
Because the Germans.
Is about, Germany took over, and Germany came in. And Germany allowed my dad to have his factories back, woodworking factories.
And I got the sense from your book, Janice Whelan, from reading Erna's life, that many Latvians actually felt that life was better under the Germans than the Russians.
And yes, it was.
They were for the Latvian people, and the property wasn't returned to him, but he was allowed to work in it.
So by the summer of 1944, here come the Russians approaching from the east. Germany is certainly the writing was on the wall for the Germans.
Yeah.
And it was time for you and your family to deal with having Russians again. Then that meant it was time to flee.
To leave. Mm-hmm. That's why my father already, I think, was living, each day thinking, what we will do when we have to go.
Yeah.
He already made plans, what we will do.
And ultimately, you came to Michigan and built a wonderful life, and you live here in Michigan. And what brought you to Michigan?
My husband did have an uncle who was a Latvian, and how he found us in Germany, I don't know. We did have no connection, no correspondence or anything. I will never know. But one day, Quaker minister knocked at the door and. Your uncle is going to call you to America and will pay your way if you are willing.
And you certainly were.
And he paid us. He brought us over. And we also came to Detroit to the Quaker family.
Erna, it must have been very hard for you to go back and open up all of those memories you'd kept buried for so long. And I know that your children wanted you to do this, and then working with Janice to put this together in something that we can all share in.
Yeah.
Are you glad you shared your story?
Well, I don't know. There are things I wish I wouldn't go back. It was very painful. Scenes what I did have to face, even in German days, with what happened with Jews.
Yeah.
And then when I got in Poland, when we got ship off and we went, first thing they sent us to the bathhouses. And I wasn't able to understand why they, women standing with gunny sacks over their heads, and children crying, and I thought, what is going on? Are we going to have the same thing? And so finally somebody came around there and said, no, you are not going because you will be sent to someplace else,
The difference being you weren't Jewish.
Yeah, train, mm-hmm. Will come and you will be transported to the place temporarily or whatever.
Janice, what most surprised you or shocked you as you wrote this book, as you wrote Erna's story?
I think what I came to realize, and I think you hinted on that in the introduction, is that everybody lives in their own reality. And we assume everybody's reality is ours. As a teacher, I learned quickly that that's not true. But here I had been a childhood friend of her youngest daughter, Inara, and we all went to school with Inara and Zyga and Rudy, and they were just like us. They came to the United States, and they learned English, and they just fit in, and nobody knew. And so that was like the shocking thing for so many of us. And my friends that grew up also with Eni, whoa, we didn't know. And to think that these little girls went through, when you think of coming into the world during a bombing, Zyga was born during the bombing attack, and half of the hospital was destroyed, and they were in a bomb shelter. And thinking about Rudy being sick and handed off on the train, just hoping that she'll see her baby again. Erna had to do that. And then for a little toddler to be, taken from her mother and with strangers. And, the other thing that I really admired were how the women in these refugee camps worked together and supported each other. And they solved problems. There are parts where she, used her embroidery skills, and they made lingerie out of parachutes, and she knitted, and her language skills really helped her because she could speak English and German. So they were, there was a nice supportive unit that worked together,
yep.
And it was mostly women.
The power of women. Erna Roberts worked 30 years at Tecumseh Products Company, and then later in her life, she opened a yarn shop in Adrian that was in business for 15 years. The book is Erna's Life by Janice Whelan and Erna Roberts. It was a pleasure to meet both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.